Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 27, 2008. Israel reclosed today Gaza's border crossings after reopening them for a while yesterday, allowing some shipments of goods, commodities, and fuel. This news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israel closed Gaza's border crossings today under the pretext of four-minute ceasefire from Gaza into nearby Israeli territories. The closure has impacted the entry of goods and commodities amidst strict closure of the territory for more than 3 weeks now. Meanwhile, the President of United Nations General Assembly called yesterday for imposing sanctions on Israel for the latter's restrictive measures against the Gaza Strip, mainly the closure of border crossings. On another news, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak considered the repeated armed Israeli settlers' attacks on Palestinian residents in the West Bank as harming Israel's image as a sovereign state. In a different note, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz Online revealed that the Israeli army has been given orders to assassinate Palestinian resistance fighters in the occupied Palestinian territories, even in cases the soldiers can arrest such fighters. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hassan Qassis.